Let me talk to Alan Murphy, the fitness instructor, if you don't mind. He's got Fitness and Education Ireland. He sees it all, I'd say, particularly with regards to etiquette or lack of etiquette. Alan, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
So I'm good. So she felt as if she was being judged, right? She just had her first baby. She had a bit of baby weight to lose. So she got this free trial and she went and she felt that everybody was judging her body, surrounded by all of these gym buddies, bunnies, I should say. Puncing around with their phones and taking selfies. Tell all, will you?
I think there's a lot to unpack, isn't there?
Yeah, well, start at the beginning anyway, with regards to people being allowed to bring mobile phones into the gym.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd say, look, nobody would want the likes of that lady to feel the way she did coming into a gym, you know? And I think that maybe a lot of that was probably to do with her as well. So I go into any social situation where you're feeling nervous and you have this kind of inkling that you just want to get out of it. You're noticing absolutely everything. But I can see why a gym scenario situation like that is going to feel intimidating. The gyms can be just so packed at certain times of the day anyway. In relation to the phone,
with relation to that phone, forgive me, you were going to address it anyway. Are there signs in gyms saying no mobile phones?
No, there's not, because you see, what we have to remember, Neil, is there is a shift in culture here, and there is a shift in gym culture. People are paying lots of money to have, you know, their streaming services for music on their phones, so they can have them while they work out and listen to music. They also have apps now for coaching, and these apps are actually coaching them through their workouts. They can watch the videos of the exercises that they're doing, they can log the weight that they're lifting, the reps that they're doing, and it'll create the progressions for them for the next time that they come into the gym. So, you know, they do have their places, but where it gets annoying is somebody, you know, a younger person maybe, is sitting on a machine and they do a set, and then they're sitting there for 5 minutes after that set before they do the next one, and the gym is teeming with people. It's really, really busy. And you know, you do have to go up and say to them, listen, you're going to have to move on here. You're going to have to train.
Who's supposed to say that? Okay, so they do a set of overhead lifts, for instance, and they sit on the bench and they've got the equipment around them, and they do their 10 or their 12, and then they sit there and they start scrolling on their phone, right? And they sit there for 5 minutes. I've seen it. I've seen them do it. I've seen fellas do it for 5 or 10 minutes. And then they put the phone down on the ground. They do another set of 10 or 12. And then they pick the phone up from the ground and they're scrolling away. And everybody else needs that machine. Who should say to them, shift your ass, pal?
I think it's the onus is going to be on the gym to make sure that they have signage up, okay? So these are young people. And so the first thing to say is it's really great to see young people wanting to work out and train and have a consciousness of health and exercise and so on. But they do have to learn etiquette. So the gym is going to have some signage up there. I know I have so many friends in Cork now with gyms, and they, you know, they will agree with me when we say that we've got to put up the signage so that they know what they're supposed to do. There is no harm in us saying to them as well, this seems to be a foreign concept to young people, which is, can I work in with you here? I've said this lots of times. When I have an hour to train in the evening time, I literally have an hour and that's it. I've got to get in, I've got to train and get out again. So I have often got up to a person, a younger person, and said, can I work in with you? Now, 20 years ago, Neil, there was absolutely no problem. You walk up to somebody, can I work in with you? They say, sure, no problem. I'm taking a minute or 2 minutes or whatever, and you'll work in. They sometimes now look at you like you've just come down out of space, or told them that, you know, you killed their cat, you know? And, you know, they're going to have to learn these things. On a few occasions, I've said, can I work in with you? And they said, oh, no, you can have it. They walk away.
Why? Why? Like, isn't they're not capable of engagement, is it?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of different things going on. Maybe they felt a bit intimidated too, you know. So when a big guy walks up to them and says, hey, can I work in with you? And they go, actually, just have it, you know. But they're going to have to learn that this is the way it is. And like I said, it's really great to see them training and working out or whatever.
Yeah, but they set up tripods in the middle of the gym.
Yeah, now listen, I have no time for that whatsoever. A busy gym, setting up a tripod, people videoing. Now, as I said, I have lots of friends at gyms, and I don't know many of them that will tolerate that. Now, funnily enough, I was actually away last week. I was in Romania last week, and I went to a very big gym there. It was enormous, and everybody had tripods set up there. And I said to the instructor, we would not be allowed to do that in Ireland.
What?
We wouldn't have it.
Okay, so why is that not the most extreme example of vanity that you would ever come across? Or am I misreading why they would have a tripod?
There's probably a mixture there. There are times where you have people wanting to video their form, okay? But there's a time and place for that, and it's not at peak time in a gym when everybody is in trying to train and get a workout done so they can go home, especially after a long day at work or whatever. Nobody wants that. I certainly do not want to have to. And the big problem with this as well is that if you get in their way, people will seem to get annoyed with you. You know, I don't think there's a place for that, Neil. I think that if somebody wants to set up a tripod or so on in the gym, they're going to have to talk to the gym and do it in the time. If it's for a specific purpose, you know, if they're an athlete or something like that and they're trying to do form videos or whatever, that they need to set up a time to do that when it's not intrusive to everybody else. That is not on.
I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and she goes to the gym all of the time, and she was telling me of it. She has no problem. I wouldn't say she's brazen, but she has no problem in, you know, maybe having a conversation with somebody. And there was this girl on a walker, and she had the phone up in front of her, and she was taking smiley faces. They're never happy with the first one, so they end up having taken 10 or 15. But my friend happened to be in a machine, working on a machine that was just behind her, and she would have been captured in every single one of the photographs.
Yeah.
So she went up and she asked her to delete the photographs. It was like as if she was from somebody from another planet, the look of shock and horror. Yeah. But like, she was right, though. She was right.
She was absolutely right.
I don't
right.
want to be right in your privacy. Photographs.
Yep. And you don't want to be appearing on somebody's social media where somebody else that knows you sees you and says you're in such and such a person's picture. And that has happened. And, you know, those things I wouldn't agree with. I don't like things like that. I think it's just too intrusive. And I think most people who have gyms or management in gyms or whatever would agree with that.
The one thing that I have noticed the times that I'm in there, in fairness to people, is I don't know, did we get all of this from COVID, but they're very good at wiping down at least, right? Which is something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing about that, though, Neil, is that some people think that only came with COVID. You know, that wiping down a machine came with COVID. And trying to explain to people that years ago, if you did not wipe down your machine, you were going to get a belt off the side of the head, you know, because you need to clean your machine. Like, I mean, hygiene is very important, you know. I mean, but yeah, fair point.
Is there any percentage of those that you would say are only there to pose as opposed to seriously work out?
I'd say you'll probably get a few, but I do, like, I'm not trying to now, you know, be totally defensive of young people, but they are, and there is a shift in consciousness and a shift here in culture where they do want to train. They do have their goals. They are learning their education. I mean, you know, I train fitness professionals for a living at Fitness Education Ireland. I qualify these people. The level of education that they come to us with, in a lot of ways. Now, some of it is a bit discombobulated, right? But they come to us with so much knowledge that we certainly didn't have years ago, and that 10 years ago people didn't have coming to the likes of our courses. So there's a lot of good to be taken out of this. You're always going to get people who are just there to pose. But if you look at a lot of them, they are in very good shape. The one
she says they're guys grunting and sweating and showing off their steroid-induced bodies, though.
It's slightly judgmental, isn't it? When you wouldn't know to call somebody.
You kind of know, though. It's like somebody's taking a bicycle pump to their arms.
Fair enough. However, Neil, do you know what I would say about that is that in all the years, I started training in 1999, and I have so many people who are friends and colleagues and whatnot within the fitness industry all over Ireland. The people who have been training the longest and who are there for the long haul and genuinely, you know, do work out, do train and so on, are the least judgmental people you'd find. So they will be most likely the ones that would walk in and see either a very overweight person who's going to the gym for the first day who feels bad, or the lady in your email who felt intimidated. They'd probably be the most likely people to look at her and say, well, I give that woman respect for taking control of her health and her fitness. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
I know it may not look like that, but it may not look like that on the surface when you're looking at these people and huge bodies or very, very extremely fit or whatnot. But remember this, we're all on the same road. We're just on a different parts, you know?
Well said, because her confidence was shot. And I would like to think that nobody was judgmental of her after having the baby. But at least she turned up to the gym to try and make a change. And unfortunately, that's been shattered. Why not get rid of all of the mirrors, for instance, as a start, no?
But Neil, you know what, though? When it comes to that, mirrors are an important thing in the gym. Even, I mean, just doing exercises, doing them correctly, you'll turn to the side, you'll look and you realize that you're off form, you fix it, you correct it. It's one way of making sure you don't have to, that people don't have to video themselves, you know. So I wouldn't really be in favor of that. But what I would be in favor of is maybe gyms setting rules upon, you know, people joining the gyms and so on, and having etiquette rules up around the gym in posters or whatever, so people can see them, yeah, and they are the rules, and this is the way that we operate. And because it has to be an inclusive environment, the fastest growing area of the fitness industry in the world in 2025 and 2026 is exercise in special populations, particularly in exercise for older adults. So we want to make sure that everybody, that a 70-year-old and an 80-year-old can walk into the gym if they want to, and they will be very welcome, and it will be inclusive for them because they are doing something to take control of their health and their fitness.
Fair play to you. Well said. Excellent stuff. Should she go again and try again and just take no notice of the people around her then?
Absolutely. Or have a chat with a staff member. You know, it's a bit like I have a little bit of a fear of flying. Okay, so every time I get on a plane, I say to the cabin crew, listen, can I just let you know, I don't like flying.
Yeah.
And they're very, very good. So that lady, when she walks into a gym, those people are know and are trained. We would always train our students to have empathy and understand that not everybody is the same. And not everybody can just walk into a gym, you know, like it's second nature to them. So she could go in and just talk to a staff member and say, look, I do feel a bit intimidated here or whatever. Yeah. And maybe they could take her around and say, look, let's do an induction with you. Let me take you around for your first session. Let me do some exercises with you so we can make a little program for you. And then when you come in, you can work away on that program. Or she could have some personal training or something like that. And that will just remove it over time. I can totally understand why she would feel the way she feels. But that level of judgment, just because she feels that level of judgment doesn't necessarily mean that it is happening though.
Yeah, I know. But it would be great if she didn't feel it even though it wasn't happening. But she'll get some confidence in what you just said there, so
she will. But I would highly recommend that she goes back. She would be welcome. I don't know anybody that wouldn't actually want her to feel welcome and feel included in that space.
Well said. Thanks so much, Alan. Good to catch up. Appreciate it. Alan Murphy, fitness educator with Fitness Education Ireland. He teaches PT not just to people who want to change their lives, but also to the instructors themselves.